So originally, I was going to make a podcast talking about if massage guns should be used in treatment, but last week I saw an article shared from the CDC that overdose deaths were up 30% in 2020. Yeah, that's right. I said 30%. And in all honesty, it made me want to scream. It made me want to cry. It made me just really get upset because I've been talking about this for so long that I really want to be a true voice and something that's going to help solve the pain pill epidemic. So I decided on this podcast that that's what I'm going to talk about this week, and the idea of why massage therapists are actually the key to slowing down the pain pill epidemic, but they have to start stepping up and taking their place as a primary care injury specialist, because those numbers are disturbing. And the worst part of all those numbers are that the majority of those overdoses started in a doctor's office. So I hope you enjoy the show. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. Those of you that have not listened to the show before, my name is Dr. Matt Maggio, and I'm the creator of the Peak Method and the founder of the Soft Tissue Revolution, where we show massage therapists a new treatment method that allows them to easily double their income, all while working 50% less and being taken seriously as a healthcare provider. So I'm going to jump right into the show today. As you heard in the intro, you know, just some really disgusting and disturbing news. You know, overdose deaths are up 30% in 2020. 30%. That is unreal. That is a huge jump. And the opioid crisis is just getting worse and worse. You know, we forgot about it for a while. We were just distracted by COVID. And COVID was a problem, but there's effects that are coming from that as well. And 30% increase in overdose deaths is absolutely disgusting. It's awful. It makes me sad. It makes me want to cry. It makes me want to scream. It just hurts. You know, I've shared my story. You know, I lost my dad in 2016 to a pain pill overdose. And shortly after that, my stepbrother also died of a pain pill overdose. I have lots of family members that have overdosed and almost died, people that we know. It's really affecting everybody. It's a problem. It is a true epidemic, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse. And I've been very vocal about my desire to want to solve the pain pill epidemic. You know, there's no one out there really giving any true solutions from where they are, you know, and it's just getting worse. And there's more and more potent drugs coming out there because people can't get access to regular pain pills. So they go to fentanyl. I saw there's a new type of drug that's 1,000 times more stronger than fentanyl. It's just getting worse and worse and worse. And somebody's got to step up. Somebody's got to say, hey, enough's enough. We got to change this. And it starts with cleaning up the conservative care model. So let's talk about the conservative care model. What do I think is the conservative care model? It's basically everyone that isn't primary, you know, I guess you can put primary care doctors in there as well, but it's basically like chiropractors, physical therapists, massage therapists, maybe acupuncturists and personal trainers. They're the first line of defense. And I've been very vocal over the last couple of years that conservative care is garbage as well. I think traditional chiropractic doesn't do anything. This is coming from somebody that has a chiropractic degree. In all honesty, the adjustment really doesn't do anything. And I've said this before, traditional physical therapy doesn't do much of anything either. You know, they take you through exercises and have you do movements, but no one's really getting to the root cause of what's going on. Primary care doctors, they're so overbooked and so busy that they don't get any training in musculoskeletal care. And they just really want to either refer you out to PT, send you over to an ortho. All an ortho is going to do is just pump you full of injections and then you go on pain pills and then you go on surgery. And that's part of the problem. The scariest part of the opioid epidemic is that 80% of opioid addiction started in a doctor's office. Like, think about that. It started in a doctor's office. It's because we don't do a good job of figuring out exactly what the client is, what's going on with the client, what the problem is, and getting to a tissue specific problem diagnosis so we can have a plan of what's going on. I've been very vocal about the idea that massage therapists are the key to solving the pain pill epidemic, but they have to step up. So many massage therapists are stuck in limiting beliefs. They're getting held down by their own profession, other wackadoos in their profession, and they're not taking their rightful place as primary care injury specialists. You know, they need to be taken serious as a healthcare provider. In all honesty, I feel like I'm a broken record sometimes because I'm beating the drum about the idea of how much I truly believe in massage therapists and why they are key to solving the pain pill epidemic, but you got to step up. You know, I see this all the time. So many people are like, well, I'm just a massage therapist. What can I do? I'm like, you got to stop with that limiting belief. You have to start believing in yourself, because quality hands-on soft tissue treatment is the key treatment method to fixing injuries for good. But you know what? The best people in the world at doing it are massage therapists, but they have to step up. So there's a lot of issues that I see with massage therapists, and this is not a critique. This is just an honest assessment of what I've seen as I've coached and trained massage therapists over the last 2 or 3 years. I've seen a lot of things going on. Number one is you got to stop taking a backseat to other providers. I deal with this all the time where the people go, well, you're a doctor and I can't quite be like you. I don't have the training. I'm just a massage therapist. In all honesty, I got a chiropractic degree that I paid $150,000 for, and about 90% of it is complete nonsense. Only thing I really got out of it is the anatomy and the physiology training. So don't take a backseat to these providers. You also get it from the physical therapists. And I talk about this all the time, how physical therapists bash soft tissue treatment. They say it doesn't work. They ask where your studies are, where your research is. And all they're really doing is just showing their own insecurities, because they haven't put the time in to really invest in being truly good at soft tissue therapy. So instead of being like, hey, I'm not good at it, they bash it. And people that bash haven't put the time in. So stop taking a backseat to other providers, you know, especially primary care physicians. They don't have any training in this. They deal with so many other things. People are coming to you. They want you to be a leader. They want you to be what I call a true solutions provider, not a service provider. The other thing is just start calling out the nut jobs in your own field. I see this all the time, you know, like energy healers. It's like, oh, if I get the energy right and I heal your aura and your with these crystals and all these type of things. Like, I'm all about energy, and energy is a really good thing, but those people give things a bad just reputation, you know. And don't be afraid to call these people out. And they're like, oh, I'm an energy healer. Like, don't. And if you're an energy healer and you're listening to this, I'm not the one for you. You're not going to like what I have to say. I live in reality, and the reality is like factual, functional based treatments and making changes in the tissues. So don't be afraid to call those nut jobs out. And there's just stigma in the massage field. You know, you get called masseuses, sexual favors, all sorts of stuff, you know, looking at as a luxury as opposed to something that's essential. So instead of just complaining, I see people all the time complaining about it. They're like, well, it's hard to be this in this field because there's these bad people that are doing this. Instead of complaining about it, do something about it. And realize that even though it's not true, trust me, it's not true at all that massage is non-essential. The government deemed it wasn't essential back during COVID. And you should take that personal. It totally sucked when I saw that. I would talk to all these massage therapists back during COVID. They're like, it sucks that we got closed down. It's like, well, that does suck. And it sucks that your own profession did that, but it did it to themselves. And you should take it personal because they told you that it was not essential. And that's a problem with the curriculums in massage school. That's a problem with your licensing boards. That's a problem with the whole stigma of massage. And somebody's got to step up and be like, this is important. This is essential. This is crucial. This is something that people truly need. You got to start believing in yourself. And you got to get around other people that truly believe in you, that want you to be better, that do believe in what you do and can teach you and show you how to better your craft. You know, one thing that I hate, and I do this and I correct this all the time when I'm working with massage therapists and coaching them, you know, they say, well, I'm just a massage therapist. You ever had that where someone's like, hey, what do you do? You're like, oh, I'm a massage therapist. And that person might be like, oh yeah, I got this knot in my neck. You know, why don't you rub it out for me? And they're like, In your mind, you're like, you know what? You're really a jerk and that's whatever. And you just kind of keep to yourself. What I teach my therapists and the people that work with me is you don't say you're a massage therapist. You say you're a soft tissue specialist. And when you say that, people are like, what is that? Great question. I'm a soft tissue specialist. I fix chronic and unresolved neck, shoulder, or low back pain Without the use of drugs, injections, and surgeries, I'm an expert at finding and fixing scar tissue and reducing inflammation from chronic musculoskeletal injuries. This leads to a significant increase in overall functioning and long-lasting pain relief. You got to start to own that. You have to own your identity. And if you keep saying to yourself, I'm just a massage therapist, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a physical therapist, that's going to mess with you. That's going to get in your brain and you're going to start believing that, but you're not. You're something so much better. And you can be better and you can help people because you got to start believing in yourself. You have to have that conviction about what you do, how you can help. And when you start labeling yourself as a soft tissue specialist, people are going to listen. You're going to devote more time to your craft. You're going to devote more time to being better. And I can help you and I can show you how to be better at your craft. And in all honesty, lastly, and probably the most important part is, I'm going to teach you how to take your own health serious and get yourself treated. Exercise more, eat right, and quit destroying your bodies. You know, this is one thing that I see all the time and why massage therapists struggle is that they sacrifice their own health in the guise of helping other people and they don't take care of themselves and they're not selfish. They're beat up, they're overbooked, they're underpaid. Then they start to get bitter about what's going on. They start going through the motions. They stop really having that passion of what they're doing. And I need you guys to just step up and help yourself so you can help more people because a 30% increase in overdose deaths is awful. I don't even want to know what the 2021 numbers are going to be, but it's going to get worse. We have to take our place as soft tissue specialists. We have to be the first thing that people come in and see and understand that massage, done the right way in a solutions-based model, is essential. It isn't a luxury. It is something that people truly need. It is more important than going to the doctor, more important than going to the dentist and getting your teeth cleaned. This is a true matter of life and death. So I truly do believe in massage therapists. You guys are the key to solving the pain pill epidemic. But you got to change your identity. You have to change your belief systems and you have to start acting as if you are the best at what you do because you can be. And if you're not there, you don't believe in yourself yet. Come along this journey. Learn from me. I'm doing things differently. I'm showing people how to work more effectively, work smarter, not harder, so they can show up and be a true solutions provider and help more people. Got a little ranty there, but in a good way. You know, my passion is here. Like, this is real. This is a matter of life and death for people. And we have to start doing something because if we don't do anything, this is just going to continue to get worse. And we thought COVID was bad. The opioid epidemic is a million times worse and more people are dying. And the sad part is this started in doctors' offices and it could have been completely preventable. So start believing in yourself. Grab my free training. Reach out to me. Follow me wherever. I'm giving all my information away for free because I want you to help more people and help me along my journey to solve the pain pill epidemic once for all. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys on the next one. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. If you want help on the path to being able to double your income, all while working 50% less and being taken seriously as a healthcare provider, I have some great resources for you. Number one, get access to our free training modules and introduction to my system, the Peak Method. Number two, subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Soft Tissue Revolution. Links to all of this can be found in the show notes. Lastly, if you like the show, please leave us a 5-star review and share it with others that you know it could help.